On 6th of March 1913, Bohr sent Rutherford the first of a trilogy of papers and asked him to send it on to the Philosophical Magazine. At the time, and for many years to come, every junior scientist like Bohr needed someone of Rutherford's seniority to communicate a paper to a British journal to ensure swift publication. "I am very anxious to know what you may think of it all," he wrote to Rutherford. He was particularly concerned about the reaction to his mixing of the quantum and classical physics. Bohr did not have to wait long for the answer. "Your ideas as to the mode of origin of spectra in hydrogen are very ingenious and seem to work out well, but the mixture of Planck's ideas with the old mechanics make it very difficult to form a physical idea of what is the basis of it all." Rutherford, as others would, was having trouble picturing how the electron in the hydrogen atom jumped between energy levels. The difficulty lay in the fact that Bohr had violated a cardinal rule of classical physics. An electron moving in a circle is an oscillating system, with one complete orbit being an oscillation and the number of orbits per second being the frequency of oscillation. An oscillating system radiates energy at the frequency of its oscillation, but since two energy levels are involved in an electron making a quantum jump, there are two frequencies of oscillation. Rutherford was complaining that there was no link between these frequencies, between the old mechanics and the frequency of the radiation emitted as the electron jumps between energy levels. He also identified another more serious problem. "There appears to me one grave difficulty in your hypothesis, which I have no doubt you fully realize. Namely, how does an electron decide what frequency it is going to vibrate at when it passes from one stationary state to the other? It seems to me that you would have to assume that the electron knows beforehand where it is going to stop. An electron in the N equals 3 energy level can jump down to either the N equals 2 or N equals 1 levels. In order to make the jump, the electron appears to know to which energy level it is heading so that it can emit radiation of the correct frequency." These were weaknesses of the quantum atom to which Bohr had no answer.